Hey, Ralphie Radio Show, it is Friday, and as we do each and every Friday, we recap the week that was with Life and Style Weekly. Headed out to New York right now, senior reporter Laura Lane joins me on the RRS via Google Chat. Laura, thanks for the time. Let's start with Adele. Life and Style Weekly learned that earlier this year, Adele made quite the fashion statement, didn't she?
Yeah. Well, she recently said that she wore 4 pairs of Spanx at the Grammys this year.
Why was she wearing not 1, not 2, not 3, but 4 pairs, Laura?
Apparently, she really wanted to get that slimmed down look, and 1 pair of Spanx was not enough for her. Now, we interviewed the Spanx founder, Sarah Blakely, and she told us that she's heard of people doubling and tripling their Spanx, but she had never heard of anybody ever wearing 4 pairs of Spanx. And this is from the woman who created the thing.
Talking with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on the Ralphie Radio Show. All right, let's move to another big A-list pop star, Britney Spears. Her, along with Demi Lovato, signing on to be X Factor judges. After all of these months of speculation, the big announcement finally coming this past Monday in New York. What are you guys hearing about these two signing on for the big show?
I mean, there is nobody bigger that you could possibly have for a judge than Britney Spears. This is the biggest news in terms of judging on reality television since J-Lo signed with American Idol. And the one thing that we're really worried about is, are these girls going to be able to handle it? You know, they've both gone through a lot of stuff personally in their life. Britney Spears, you know, having her breakdown, Demi Lovato also going to rehab. So these are two women who are very, very sensitive emotionally, and you can't put a lot of workload on them. Working a show like this, which is nonstop, really late hours of filming, is going to be incredibly hard.
Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Laura Lane here on the Ralphie Radio Show. We talked about a couple judges moving on to reality TV and one maybe exiting. It sounds like Jennifer Lopez is going to wrap up her run on American Idol with this season and next week's finale. She's trying to go on Twitter now and say, though, that she hasn't said one way or the other whether she's leaving. Laura, what do you think?
You know, is she doing this? Is she saying that she possibly might leave as a negotiating tactic? Is she hoping to get that $15 million that Britney Spears gets? She's apparently not happy with her $12 million. Or is she really telling the truth? Does she want to spend more time with her family? Is her workload just too much? She does have a lot of stuff. She's got her perfumes and all these other endorsements she's doing. You know, it's been nonstop workload for her. But at the end of the day, she has American Idol to thank for all of this, for
right.
All this brand new success. She made $52 million a year. So if she is trying to use this as a negotiating tactic, I'm sorry, but if $52 million isn't enough for you, I don't know what is. Is it, you know, if she makes
right.
$55 million next year and gets that extra $3 million, will she be happy? Or if it's just an ego thing and she's saying, you know what, Britney Spears on that other show is making, you know, more than I am. I want to make the same. Maybe she feels like she's wants to be considered equal.
And you'd think that being named by Forbes magazine as the most powerful celebrity in the world would kind of trump all of that, but maybe not, if kind of what you're saying may be true. And I could see that. But I also thought it was telling last night on Idol, they announced already that they're going to begin auditions for next season next month. They already announced L.A. Along with New Jersey and I believe one other location too. A lot of people were speculating because J-Lo was going overseas with Enrique Iglesias on that tour, that was going to be during the time of auditions and therefore she wouldn't be around for it, so she must be leaving Idol. Maybe now, not so much. Maybe Idol's planning on working around J-Lo's schedule.
Exactly. They've always been known to work around their big stars. And you know what? When they do the auditions, everybody thinks on TV when they see Jennifer Lopez and Steve Tyler and they see them judging them, there are like at least 3 rounds that these contestants go through before they ever get in those judges' faces. So
right.
Even if they do start rehearsals, it doesn't necessarily mean that it says anything about whether J-Lo's going to be on the show or not.
That's a great point as well. Again, read about those stories and many more in the latest edition of Life and Style Weekly. Senior reporter Laura Lane, thanks to the 411. Have a great weekend.
You too.